The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Now, I am going to talk rugby in a moment to Munster and Ireland wing forward Peter O'Mahony. But as it happens, he may be rugby's best known gardener, and he is involved in a new environmental campaign with Green Aware. So I'm actually going to start this interview by talking to him about gardening, because presumably you've had plenty of time to do your gardening over the last few months, Peter.
Yeah, you're right. Plenty of time is right. I suppose I was one of the luckier ones who has the garden and the space. You know, there's lots of people who don't have that, but it was great for me. I had lots of stuff that I wanted to do out there for a long time, and I suppose it was the first time in a while I had a chance to actually get a bit of time out there and get a few jobs done on the list. So it was a really nice time to spend out there.
So what sort of jobs did you have in mind that you hadn't done?
Look, we wanted to get a greenhouse, and we wanted to start growing some of our own food over the last few years, but it's certainly time consuming to start it a little bit. And to maintain a little bit of the start, there's a little bit of work in it, but I think we've the back broken and I know that it should be relatively quite easy. So we've greenhouse going now with some tomatoes, and that's an area we can start to use to grow on seedlings and stuff. And we've a nice area now with veg and fruit and stuff for the kids to get stuck into and enjoy as well, which is something I feel strongly on with regard to, you know, teaching them where it comes from and, you know, how important it is to not have too much waste and that kind of thing.
Where did all this come from, this interest?
I've always had a big interest in the garden. Ever since I was small, to be honest, I used to love being out there, you know, keeping the place neat. I spent summers in West Cork with my uncle. He had a kayaking business, but he lived on a little bit of a... he was nearly self-sufficient, I suppose. He had animals and grew all his own food and stuff. And probably there really, really kind of struck home with me. And it was an opportunity then with this just coming to spring to start doing a bit myself. So it was a good timing.
Is it good for clearing the head?
Yeah, it's great. It's great. You know, I would have used the garden before we started with the veg for certainly getting out there, you know, to clear the head for an hour or two here and there. But I just find it a great help. You know, when you've certainly a few hours out there on your own, but even with the kids, to bring them out, you know, even with a lot of TV and all that kind of crack these days, it's nice to get out in the fresh air. And
God, you're really getting them started very early. How good are you on the environmental stuff, for doing things like your own composting, green waste and stuff like that?
Yeah, look, I suppose in some ways it's for selfish reasons that obviously I want some nice compost for the garden to in turn give me some food and nice plants. But even teaching India before, you know, that, you know, her when she gets fruit and banana skins and stuff, she knows now to put them in the compost and stuff, which is, I think it's important. You know, if we want to have, you know, want to start looking after the environment, you know, it's important that, I suppose, the older generation cop on a bit. But if we can teach the younger generation to, you know, to start the right way when they're young, you know, you won't need to, you know, correct the things that we need to correct as, I suppose, an older generation in general.
Yeah, you're involved in this Do Bits Help Lots guide, which has been launched as part of the Green Aware campaign. How do all your colleagues in rugby take to you doing the gardening and stuff like this? Is this something they slag you about, or is this something that you've managed to persuade any of them to get interested in?
Do you know what? It's funny enough that the main culprits of the slagging in the group are on to you 20 minutes later looking for advice on growing veg or lawns, or, you know, so they'll be the big men in the group. But, you know, 20 minutes later, you'll be getting all the private messages about actual needing help. So
can you name names for us there, please? Any Munster or Ireland names that you can name for us?
there's a few of the lads of Munster, right? I haven't designed their garden yet, but they're looking for plant lists. And to be fair, Jack O'Donoghue is doing a bit of growing as well, and I think John Ryan is doing a bit. So there's a few lads I've done a bit. I think it was the last few months was the time for gardening, to be honest, with the sort of people who had it. So there's a few of them I've got stuck in, all right.
Could you see yourself doing this as a sort of a post-rugby career?
Look, yeah, look, it's something, certainly something that I will be involved in afterwards at some level, whether it's a hobby or not. I have to say, I love being outdoors, and I just obviously my job is outdoors at the moment. And for post that, I'd like to keep it that way. I would find it hard to sit at a desk from 9 to 5. Just the way I am, I like being outside. I like water sports. I mean, I like doing activities outside. So if we could incorporate that into something that I do for post rugby, you know, that would be ideal.
How have you managed to cope with not playing in recent months? I mean, you would have had spells during your career with injury when you haven't been able to take to the pitch. But how has this particular spell with COVID-19 differed, and how did you cope with it?
Look, it was certainly challenging, but I think even in the house here, we decided to try and take as many positives as possible. And I remember sitting on the start and saying, you know, this can be tough going, or we can try and make this as best we can, and try and take, you know, maybe change some things for the better in the long term, and not just from a rugby point of view, from an entire life point of view. You know, I suppose looking back and reflecting, I know I did a lot of that with rugby as well, which is important. And I think rugby wise, it's given me a huge hunger back. You know, I hadn't been injured in a long time, thank God, and I've played a huge amount of rugby, and I was probably looking back, I was probably getting tired mentally, fatigued. So I think it's certainly given me the hunger back and I suppose lit the fire again a little bit in the tummy for getting back into rugby. You know, I can't wait to get back to it.
And I mentioned that there would have been times when you had injuries and you had to rehab and build your way back up. Do you think that this period will have done you some good in not having the wear and tear? Or would you be concerned about that you may have let things slip a little bit and it's going to be hard to get yourself back to the previous pitch?
No, I think long term it's going to be great for me. I think, you know, for whatever about other people, I think the age that I'm at, you know, I'm certainly far from an old player, but I'm not an 18-year-old anymore. And I think it couldn't have come at a better time for me in my age to get a break like that. You know, you see some guys, particularly in New Zealand, have taken sabbaticals, and you know, I think it stood to them at the end of their career, and it gave them longevity. And I think the last few weeks will do something similar to me. You know, it'll be the bones of 6 months, give or take, by the time I actually end up playing again. So, you know, I think it'll certainly stand to me at the other end of my career, which is great.
How odd is the training regime that you're going through at present? Because you're still not training, are you, as a full group together?
No, we're not. We're last week we were in sixes, Matt, and this week, this Monday, Tuesday, now gone, we were groups of 12, depending on whether you had an injured player or not in it. So potentially maybe even as low as 10. And we're implementing social distancing even in the gym. You know, we're lucky enough to have a big enough space to do that. Even on the pitch, it's social distancing as well. So there's no contact, there's no close quarter stuff really yet. We did have a ball back this week, but obviously there's a lot of sanitising going on with regard to gym and even balls on the pitch. We need to, you know, clean them even in between drills. Stuff. So it's certainly very different at the moment, but I think it's important, you know, for all our sakes that we all buy into it and do it to the best of our ability, because, you know, we all want to get back to some normality, I think.
And what about the new players settling in, particularly the big South African acquisitions? How difficult is it going to be for them coming into this new environment in this entirely different way of doing things?
Yeah, look, I'd imagine it's quite difficult. Even meeting Norgie's name last week, he was in my group for a meeting for the first time, not able to shake the man's hand, you know, is quite strange. You know, even from, I suppose, both cultures' point of view, you know, greeting someone like that is for the first time is important. And that part is strange. But look, hopefully we'll get through it. You know, things might change for a long, long time now as a result of this. But look, hopefully we make them feel at home and get them settled in as well as possible.
And how much of an improvement do you envisage they could make to the Munster team?
Look, I think you know, two World Cup winners. Obviously, Matt Gallagher, you know, has done some very impressive stuff in his past few years as well. I think we've signed really well.
Saracens,
yeah, obviously. I mean, that club speaks for itself. And he's obviously had great exposure over there as well to, you know, some of the best players in the world. And obviously seen his game as well. You know, he's a serious signing as well. So I think we've signed very, very diligently. Obviously, two World Cup winners speaks for itself. You know, these guys obviously were in Japan, but not too distant future or past have just come off the back of, you know, winning World Cup medals. So it's, you know, I was speaking to guys earlier on, you look at teams who've won Pro 14s and European Cups, you know, they were peppered with, you know, really important signings that, you know, not only were important for that year, but, you know, stood to the club for a long time. You know, guys like Issa and Dougie Howlett, Rocky Elson, you know, going back to John Langford and Jim Williams, you know, they made an incredible impact in the club for a long time, even after they left. And hopefully we can get these guys to do something similar and really make a difference to the club.
Because there's only the Pro 14 season to be completed for you. The first game away against Leinster in Lansdowne Road. We don't know how many are likely to be allowed into the ground towards the end of August. That in itself is going to be a challenge, isn't it? Playing a game with big stakes in front of what may be an absolutely tiny crowd.
Yeah, it's something I've been thinking about. It's going to be strange. It's not something I think you can really prepare for. The only thing is, we're all going to be in the same boat. You know, there's going to be no one getting an advantage of doing it before anyone else. So, look, we're just going to have to get on with it. And I think certainly from our point of view, we'd be delighted to get back playing. I think the public's point of view would be delighted to see some sport, you know, some national sports back. You know, I think there's a hunger for it from everyone in the country and the world to see some live sport. So, you know, hopefully we can get back to that as soon as possible.
Well, Peter, just to finish out, there's of course also the sensitive issue for many, many people across all sorts of businesses. There's the issue of pay deferrals and pay cuts and everything like that. That's a very difficult one, I would imagine, for players, given that you have a shorter career than people who work 40, 50 years in a job. You have a certain amount of time in which you make your money, and now there's talk of contracts being renegotiated downwards. How difficult is that situation to be in?
Look, man, it's quite a sensitive one at the moment. I'm actually on the player board at the moment, so I'm kind of in the middle of the negotiation, and it probably will be, from the point of view that I'm one of the few representing all the players in Ireland, it would probably be wrong of me to comment at the moment. It's quite sensitive, so I'm sure you'd respect that.
Understood, no problem. But I had to ask you, and I think an awful lot of people are watching on with enormous interest, yep, and would like to see the crowds back and the sponsors and the TVs and get the game back to the way it was before COVID-19 struck. Peter O'Mahony, thank you very much for taking the time to join us here on The Last Word on Today FM. Peter was here as part of the Green Aware campaign in relation to the environment and the Do Bits Help Slots campaign. Peter, thanks for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.